With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Pro-Hamas protests took place on interstates, roads, and bridges in cities across the U.S. Monday. In New York, anti-America, anti-Israel protesters took over New York's Brooklyn Bridge and clashed with police. On the West Coast, terror group Hamas supporters completely blocked southbound traffic on the Golden Gate Bridge. They also targeted O'Hare Airport in Chicago and Wall Street in Manhattan. The United States says any response to the weekend Iranian attack will be up to Israel. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Israel's military chief said that Israel will respond to Iran's weekend missile strike, but did not immediately elaborate on when and how. At the White House, National Security spokesman John Kirby said the U.S. is not involved in Israel's decision-making process.
This is an Israeli decision to make, whether and how they'll respond.
Some world leaders have been urging Israel not to retaliate, fearing a wider military conflict. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The House is expected to send articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to the Senate today. The move will force the Democrat-led Senate to take up the matter of impeachment. Republicans in the House impeached Mayorkas in February over his lack of handling of the U.S.-Mexico border. Also at SRNnews.com, the Supreme Court is allowing Idaho to enforce its ban on transgender treatments to minors while lawsuits over the law proceed, reversing lower courts. The justice's order Monday allows the state to put in place a 2023 law that subjects doctors to up to 10 years in prison if they provide hormones, puberty blockers, or sex change procedures on people under the age of 18. This is SRN News. A Wisconsin man will go to jail for attacking a pro-life ministry.
The 29-year-old gets a 7.5-year term after pleading guilty to throwing two Molotov cocktails through the window of the Madison office of Wisconsin Family Action on May 8, 2022. The attack came less than a week after the leak of a draft opinion suggesting the U.S. Supreme Court's intention to overturn Roe v. Wade, which it ultimately did. The man will also pay nearly $32,000 in restitution. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A different kind of marriage bill passes the Tennessee legislature. Lawmakers overwhelmingly approved a measure that would ban marriage between first cousins. The House voted 75-2, while the Tennessee Senate approved the legislation unanimously. Some lawmakers argued for an amendment to allow first cousin marriages if the couple first seeks advice of a genetic counselor, but that amendment was voted down. This is SRN News. Tesla is planning to lay off about a tenth of its workforce as it tries to cut costs.
CEO Elon Musk detailed the plans in a memo sent to employees. The layoffs could affect about 14,000 of the 140,473 workers employed by the Austin, Texas company at the end of last year. Musk's memo said that as Tesla prepares for its next phase of growth, it needs to look at every aspect of the company for cost cuts and increased productivity.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting, a case of measles is being confirmed in Los Angeles County. L.A. County health officials say the person was in L.A. for at least 3 days and stayed at the Sheraton Gateway Hotel from March 30th through April 1st. The person visited a Denny's restaurant, Universal Studios, the Santa Monica Pier, and El Torito Mexican restaurant in Marina del Rey. More details at SRNnews.com.